kind of like listening to two crazy homeless people fight over a dead pigeon, but three times as magical. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour featuring Derek Knight and Colin Burton. And since we've got nothing better for you, and since I already mentioned it, here's Derek Knight and, if time permits, Colin Burton.
And I guarantee this week the time will not permit. And the reason is there's no Colin. And not even any Colin bot this week. Colin is on vacation, and I decided just not to bother him because, you know, he actually did some traveling this last weekend, and he is so neurotic about travel that I know that he was so freaked out. I figured, you know what? His idea of a good vacation is to just sit at home and do absolutely nothing. And so I decided not to bother him. So we'll get an update on all of his hog wrangling fun that he had in Grand Junction, Colorado, next week on The Big Show. Hey, if you're out there listening on Blog Talk Radio, we are doing this live, also taping for podcast post tomorrow on Wednesday. The listener line, you can dial in 718-664-6569. As you heard the larger voice say earlier in the intro, my name is Derek Knight, and I hail from sonofcheese.com. You're listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. You know, it's kind of sad, really, because as non-compelling as Colin and I are together, I am twice as not compelling going solo. But I still have to get one of these banged out so that I can post it tomorrow. And, you know, since I'm up late, because still got the restrictions as far as primetime broadcasts go, as far as Blog Talk Radio, decided to do another live episode. Now, those, of course, listening on the podcast know that it's not live, but it is live to those who may happen to stumble upon it on the Blog Talk Radio. But what I'm going to do this week, just to fill time, is I'm going to show some of you kids, well, not show, but let you listen to some of the audio entries that I did real early on when I started sonofcheese.com. When I started the blog, I used to do funny little, well, I shouldn't say they're funny, because if I have to tell you they're funny, then that kind of defeats the purpose. I did little tiny, let's say, spoof commercials that I would post every now and then. And then when I started to try to get into a rhythm, I would do it every Wednesday, which is then what this podcast replaced on Wednesdays. Big Audio Wednesday went to Awesomecast Wednesday. And I had been talking to a guy who runs a production house here in a production studio here in town. His name is Dave Hoffman. And I was showing him some of these audio entries that I hadn't really done one in a while. I've been doing the podcast. We've been doing it now for over a year. This is our 54th episode. And he listened to some of the audio entries, and he said, hey, you know, these are a lot of fun. You do these often. I said, no, the podcast kind of replaced them. And he just kind of stared at me like I had something growing out of my head that shouldn't have been there. And he said, why don't you use these on the podcast? That you, like, play them as like, faux commercial breaks? I said, no. And now the podcast pretty much replaced him. And he just couldn't quite grasp the concept as to why I wasn't making use of these things on this podcast. And so I'm going to finally get around to that, because I really have nothing much to talk about. And without Colin here to bounce random crap off of, there's either going to be a lot of awkward pauses, me just talking to hear myself talk, or I can share this stuff with you. Before we get into that, though, a little update as to what I was talking about last week with the MySpace. If you want to be my friend, just be my damn friend already. You go to myspace.com/sonofcheese, all one word, S-O-N-O-F-C-H-E-E-S-E, spelled like just like it sounds, and you can be my friend. However, I am at my maximum. I wanted to have 54 friends on MySpace, no more, no less, because 54, of course, is a very spooky and magical number. It's also the number that I wear when I play sports. I have since junior high, wore number 54, and 54 is, you know, it's a perfect number. Therefore, I want 54 MySpace friends. Now, I'm at 54 right now. In fact, right before the show started, I logged on to check, and I was up to 55. I forgot that I had sent out a friend request to somebody I work with, and they finally got around to accepting me as their MySpace best friend forever, and that pushed me over the limit. But luckily, I have what I call filler friends. There are primary fillers and secondary fillers. The primary fillers are just bands and comics that I really have no use for that solicited me to be their friend. And, you know, I get friend solicitations every stinking day from spam bots and other chicks in, you know, skimpy lingerie and bands and comics. And I deny most of them. Some of them, though, just because I know who they were or I kind of liked some of the snippets that they had on their thing, I accepted them. But under the impression, perhaps, they don't even care. They don't know who I am. They could care if I live or die, let alone whether I have them in my MySpace friends or not. But in my opinion, when I took them on, they were filler friends so that, you know, once I got to 54, if I had to push over that limit, I could then drop one of the primary fillers first, secondary filler second, obviously, that goes without saying. And so I had to dump, in fact, I pushed to 54 a couple days ago, then I pushed over it again, had to dump somebody else. And then right before I started, Ray Louie joined my circle, oh, MySpace friends, made number 55, so I had to drop some band that I really never heard of. And, you know, frankly, I can't even remember why I said yes to their friend request, but it doesn't matter now because they are gone. History. See you later. Get your ass off my MySpace because Ray Louie is in. So if you do want to be my friend, and you know who I am, and you're slightly compelling, and I know who you are, go ahead. Go to myspace.com/sonofcheese. Add me as a friend, and, you know, I'll add you and then drop a filler, and everything will be copacetic. But back to the meat of what we were talking about earlier, the audio entries. You know, I spent 14 years in radio, and I also work at an advertising agency. I know, you know, it's just I've spent a good chunk of my life doing commercials, mostly automotive commercials for legitimate clients. And the funny thing is, it's kind of an odd situation you find yourself in when you're advertising for a car dealer because you're almost a parody of yourself. And so you can take all of the crazy things that the car dealer is serious about wanting you to say and turn it around, take the way a car dealer advertises and turn it around to anything else, or you can take a comment that a friend of yours made and turn that into some sort of spoof commercial. Back when I was first working at the oldie station that I worked at the same frequency twice, but it was two different stations, really. It was two different locations. It was the first time I worked at Oldies 92.9 in Colorado Springs. I worked with a guy named Johnny Houston. And one specific summer, we were giving away a Ford, an old Ford. It was a classic car, but it really wasn't in tip-top shape. It's not the kind of thing that you'd look at and think, wow, I really do want to win that. And Johnny kept calling it the La Raza Ford. And that stuck with me for some strange reason. And because I had nothing better to do, I recorded a La Raza Ford spot, so here is the La Raza Ford spot that I recorded probably 3 years ago.
Check it out, S.A. It's the Junkyard Chevy event at La Raza Ford. This weekend, Sabado y Domingo Solamente, bring in any Chevy vehicle and we'll replace it with a new Ford that we got from the lot on the street, no questions asked, and at no charge to you. How can we make such an incredible offer, you ask? Simple. We got a whole lot of Fords that we have to get rid of before the cops show up. Get in on the action while we're still in business. Show up with any Chevrolet, regardless of condition, no matter where you got it, and we're going to send you on your way in a brand new Ford that you can call your own. Imagine hauling your amigos to the job site in a new Ranger or F-150. Imagine smuggling family members across the border in a new Taurus or running for your life from El Policio or La Migra in a Nuevo Mustang Caliente. All you need is a Chevy to trade and your dream can be a reality. Remember, if you got a Chevy and you want a Ford, head to La Raza Ford during the Junkyard Chevy event. Sabado y Domingo Solamente at the corner of Platt and Tijuana. Mascoche para menos dinero, Aguero del Asto. And hey, hit us up next week when we're going to be La Raza Chevy at the corner of Nevada and Cucharas. Chewy's in the back lot right now with a ball peen hammer and we're getting ready for the hail sale. We'll see you then, amigos.
Now, that was actually, like I said, it was recorded 3 years ago, at least, possibly going on four. And I did that on the old Macintosh plain talk microphone. It's just, and it sounds like I'm in a tin can. I produced the spot in Sound Studio, which is just a two-track digital editing software that comes free with just about anything. And it was long before I set up this studio here at my house with the, you know, ribbon microphones and condenser microphones. So I was really just talking into a tin can. But overall, you know, of course, I do all the voices in the, I essentially everything I'm going to play for you, I do every voice unless I tell you different. And sometimes I do the voices like when we'll get to one. It's obvious that it's a production trick, but I did leave that one open ended, as you saw, as you heard, to saying that La Raza Ford would become La Raza Chevy the week after. And so, here is that La Raza Chevy.
Hola, amigos. Get ready to catch the savings falling from the sky. It's finally time for La Raza Chevy's annual hail sale. Chewy's been in the back lot all week with a ball peen hammer, and that freaking thing is worn down to a nub. What's that mean to me, you ask? It means savings, man. You can pick up a brand new Cavalier, Estee, Trailblazer, or even a Camaro that's been gently used and only slightly abused for a fraction of what you normally pay. And if you want to be all like, I can't afford a car right now, man, I'd be all like, yes, you can, man. Here's Mr. Smith, our finance guy, to tell you more.
Hey, man. I'm like Mr. Smith and stuff. If you got bad credit or no credit at all. We can show you a map of some houses where these rich guys live. Heck, you could even get enough for a down payment at like one of them. In fact, if you're even just moderately stealthy, we could put you in a brand new full-size pickup real soon. You can even ride up front, man.
Hey, thanks, Mr. Smith. Listen, man, we got all these Chevys and you need a car. So come on down and let us set you up during our annual hail sale. And hey, I almost forgot. If you buy this weekend only, we'll give you a $15 shopping spree at the pawn shop down the street. Remember, Los Coche para menos dinero aquí en el asno at La Raza Chevy. Formerly La Raza Ford at the corner of Nevada and Cuchadas. Como la mierda y mira.
Now, as you can see, when I did the Mr. Smith voice, that was me, but it was pitched down a couple of times. That's one of the available options inside Sound Studio. I'm working Audacity now, and Audacity is definitely a poor man's Pro Tools, but the option within Audacity for pitch does not extend the length of what you're pitching down. Now, when you pitch down in Sound Studio, it does extend the length. You pitch up, it shortens it. But I'm reasonably happy with the way those turned out. Mostly, I'm showcasing the way I write these things, not necessarily how they sound on the early ones. But I'm still reasonably happy with the way those turned out. Hey, also, if you want to get in on the program, if you're listening, not likely, the listener line, it's 718-664-6569. The number, once again, 718-664-6569. Listening to the 54th episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. Going over audio entries that I did, over the course of the last 3 years that I posted on my blog at sonofcheese.com and have never really gotten around to sharing with the podcast audience. Now, those of you who have been with me from the beginning have likely heard them. If not, well, I don't know what to say. Either you're not paying attention or I'm just not compelling. I'm sure it's the latter, but moving on. We had a conversation at work one day. One of the guys we work with was sending his kid to Corpus Christi, which is a Catholic school here in town, and just bandied about for a while. And Colin, of course, my normal co-host on vacation this week, he suggested that Corpus Crispy would be a fine name for a crematorium. And, of course, that got the little tiny hamster in my head a-rolling, and I came up with a little something. Now, Colin actually wrote the spot for the most part before I could get to it. And so I used what he wrote, and then I tweaked it a little bit and did a second spot. But the first one, Colin envisioned something a little bit more upbeat, hard sell, kind of like a car ad, and that's what this one is.
Hola, hola,
no, that's
hola,
not
hola,
it! We've already played that one. Here comes Corpus Crispy.
If you or someone you love are preparing to shuffle off this mortal coil and would like to leave with little muss or fuss, come on down to Corpus Crispy Crematorium. We feature the latest state-of-the-art furnaces utilizing cutting-edge easy-bake technology. How many of our employees does it take to change a light bulb? All of them. Our bulbs are that big, that as fast as the speed of light, we can have you or your loved ones in and out quicker than you can say Jiffy Pop, and at a fraction of the cost of an old-fashioned funeral. And at the end of the day, you'll have your choice of collectible containers full of the memories of your loved one's earthly departure that you can keep squarely on your mantelpiece. Just try keeping a cadaver or casket over your fireplace. You can't do it. There's laws. But powdered people are portable, decorative, and best of all, legal. So drag your carcass on down to Corpus Christi Crematorium behind the homeless shelter in Tejon and Castilla. Mention that you heard our ad on this station and receive a coupon for half off a tuxedo or formal gown rental. And this weekend only, to celebrate our grand opening, we'll have free food, drinks, and clowns for the kids. Remember, think powdered, think portable, think Corpus Christi Crematorium. Limit one clown per family per day. Please refrain from checking unwanted clowns in our furnace. There are laws, you know. Tuxedos and formal gowns subject to prior wear and display and some have stains and reek of formaldehyde. Our ovens are also available for family picnics and barbecue. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
You can really tell the low quality of the Plain Talk microphone on the disclaimer portion of that spot because it was very, very breathy. It's very, very much predates my investment in pop filters and such. But that was Colin's original vision for Corpus Crispy. He wrote it. I'm just a sucker for alliteration, so I was very proud of him for coming up with the powdered people are portable line. But I envisioned something slightly darker, and that's why I came up with this.
If you're tired of having your dearly departed hanging around because of high funeral prices or are on the market for efficient, low-cost final preparations, Corpus Christi Crematorium is the answer to all your prayers. We've revolutionized the cremation industry with our patented easy-bake furnaces. A flick of the switch, a flash of light, and your loved ones are instantly powdered and portable, suitable for display, spreading over their favorite spot or for adding your unique
unique spicy kick to soups or side dishes. We can also accommodate your favorite pets and offer a 10% discount for the Cosa Nostra.
This weekend only, come on down for our elimination sale. Two for ones on all curvaceous, tuxedo and formal wear rental discounts, hot dogs, balloons, face painting for the kids, clowns. And don't miss our hourly giveaway of loose change and other items we recovered during the previous week.
At Corpus Christi Crematorium, we know that handling the death of a loved one is serious business, and it can be a trying and emotional time for your whole family. That's why we want you to think of us as family. Family that you can turn to in a time of need. Family that may need to stay with you and borrow money if this whole crematorium thing doesn't pan out. Family that will take care of your family in a time of need in the most professional and caring manner. Corpus Christi Crematorium, behind the homeless shelter at Tejon and Costilla. Cooking classes available on Saturdays.
Now, I mostly like the way that turned out because I got to shout clowns! And, you know, anytime you get to shout clowns, it's a pretty good day. Try it. Wherever you're at right now, just lean back and shout clowns and see if it doesn't make you feel better. Now, this Corpus Christi thing I thought was such a good idea that I couldn't let it go. In fact, later on, maybe a couple of years after I did those first two, I redid it, or not necessarily redid it, but kind of continued on it, and here's how that turned out.
Perhaps at some point you've had the unfortunate occasion to require the purchase of funeral services. Perhaps also, in the course of said funeral services, you felt as if you were not treated with the sort of respect and caring which you feel you deserve. Indeed, if you've been burned in the past by other crematoriums, perhaps you should call Corpus Christi Crematoriums the next time you're charged with the disposal of your loved one's earthly remains. At Corpus Christi, we endeavor to treat you like family. If you think about it, the whole funeral service thing is kind of like a family picnic, except how, in this case, BYOB means bring your own body, and what we're cooking up could be grandma or grandpa.
Come on down to Corpus Christi during the month of January for our 2-for-1 sale. 2-for-1s on all caskets, urns, tuxedo, and formal gown rentals. Clowns! And remember to pick up our all-new cookbook and spice set from the gift shop before we're all sold out.
Certainly at Corpus Christi, we strive to treat all of our clients as family. Family that would still let us live in their basement if we can't make the rent due to slow cookbook sales. Family that will take care of your family in their time of need in the most professional and caring manner. Anyhow, remember that Corpus Christi Crematorium should be your first choice for all of your funeral and formal wear rental needs. We're conveniently located behind the homeless shelter at Tejon and Costilla, and yes, cooking classes are still available on Saturdays.
If I remember right, the reason that I did that was so that I could showcase my own writing as opposed to ripping off Colin twice. And just running with the theme and writing it all myself, with, of course, the exception of including clowns, because, again, that's fun to say. Moving on, though, to the next audio entry that I'd like to share with you fine folks. It also came with it was a concept that came out of a conversation I was having with a friend, and actually inspired by a stand-up routine I saw years and years ago, I'm pretty sure, on either MTV's Half Hour Comedy Hour or Evening at the Improv. The guy was talking about some hoe in the inner city saying, "Roll a hoe. Yo, you take library card, you take food stamp." And because one of our clients has a used car dealership called Value Car, I have attributed value as a prefix to several things, and value hoe came out of the conversation, and this is the final result.
Hi, Colorado. We're the value hoes.
You need to check this out.
Say, man, is you tired of them same old raggedy ass hoes down on Nevada Avenue? You need to say F to BS and flip on down to Value Ho, your pre-owned prostitute superstar. You can deal direct with any of our sales pimps and pick out the hoe that's right for you. And since it is all about the Benjamins, at a price that you can still swing. No way, you say? Well, hear that actual Value Ho John and see what he has to say.
Yeah, it's some risky freaking business there going downtown to try and fight some action. You might get picked up by a cop and, God forbid, end up with a dude. I beat up enough trannies and ran from enough pigs. I'm true with that. I'm a value hoe believer because I was in and out and satisfied in no time, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, man, and you can too. Hit us up at Value Ho at room 5 in the 4U Motel on South Nevada. All hoes come with a warranty and a price below book. And you can even shop us online at valueho.com. Remember, if you need to get it on, you need a value hoe. MasterCard, Visa, library card, and food stamp accepted.
Colorado rides, value hoes.
hoe.
All hoes plus tax, title, license, shots, and pimping fees. Limit one hoe per customer per day.
And that one of my favorites, in fact, the original Value Hoes included some of the girls that I worked with, including Kathy Heppel, who was interviewed on our podcast some time ago and who is actually very proud to be an original Value Ho. Changing gears now, though, one of my favorite subjects to poke fun at has always been religion. And this is not because I'm not religious. I actually do believe in God, but I feel that if religion can't stand up to being made fun of, what good is it? Well, I took the opportunity to also, at the same time, kind of parody the hype surrounding new shows that are coming up on the network for a new season, you know, whatever network that may be, and I came up with Trinity's Company.
Introducing the wackiest new show on television. It's Trinity's Company, a comedy about JC, Paul, and Maggie, three friends from the past trying to adjust to life in the big city.
Dude, Paul, we're out of milk again. We got water. I figured if you wanted milk, you just make some.
Yeah, that'd be great if I wanted wine. I need some milk for my cereal.
Not since Bosom Buddies and the Odd Couple has there been a buddy comedy like this one. JC and Paul drive each other nuts. Maggie tries to keep the peace, and nobody drives them crazier than their wacky neighbor, Peter.
Hey, Pete, what can I do for you?
Do I know you?
Yes, you know me. I'm JC. JC.
Whatever. Say, do you have any frankincense I can borrow?
It's not easy getting by in the big city. JC and Paul are always looking for their big break, while Maggie spends their rent money on cheap thrills. They're always coming up short and always trying to avoid their landlord, Pontius Pilate.
Hello?
Hey, boys. It's Pontius. Rank stew.
There's no boys here right now. Just me, and I'm robbing the joint, even stealing rent money right now.
Whatever, JC. Nice try. Brabus told me you were home.
Okay. I can't lie. Yeah, it's me. We don't have the rent right now.
Ooh, KC, I'm gonna nail you for this one.
It's Trinity's Company, the new comedy that goes to prove that friendship really means forgiveness. Get ready to turn the other cheek. This week, Maggie spends all the rent money on a new haircut, and Paul's friend Lazarus drops by and never leaves. Jesus has to literally drag him up from a dead sleep to sit on his own couch. Catch all the laughs this Easter, only on ABC.
Now, in that, it was a matter of also not only putting that all together, but casting other people to play other voices. Colin, my normal co-host, not here, of course, this week, he played Jesus. It's a tough role, but he has the beard for it. And one of our co-workers, Scott, played Paul, and Peter was played by Ray, quite possibly the worst actor ever. You had some frankincense acabaro? It was a lot of fun putting that one together. I did the other voices in that one. And ironically enough, of all the things I've done, that is my mom's favorite. Moving on, one of the things that I've always enjoyed about watching late night TV is seeing the ads for the art instruction schools with the guy with the mumbled mouth. Your college toll free number now. I just always considered that school to be kind of a ripoff, and decided finally to parody that. I mean, I didn't even pull anybody, I just called it the art instruction schools, and here is my final product.
Do you like to draw or paint? Do you like to sketch or doodle? Are you gullible enough to send money to a post office box even if we ask you to send cash? Then you may have what it takes to become a serious art student. Here at Art Instruction Schools, we've made a living placing ads in comic books and other low-end publications in an effort to ferret out people who are stupid enough to believe that if you can trace a fucking turtle or a pirate, then you could be living your dream as an artist. Thankfully, through the years, enough people have been completely scammed that we now have the money to advertise on radio and even television. You may be thinking, why don't you quit while you're ahead? Nonsense. There's a whole new generation of idiots out there who just might believe that we can turn their sorry ashes into artists by making them copy a cartoon of a goddamned deer. We can't quit now. We've got to eat, too. With that in mind, call our toll-free number today. When you call, we'll try very hard not to laugh at you while we mail off your enjoyable free art test. There's little obligation other than damaging your already low self-esteem, so don't delay. Call this toll-free number now. To get your free art test by mail so you can draw a stupid turtle or a pirate and go around telling everybody who'll listen that your dumbass is going to be an artist, call 1-800-RIP-OFF. That's 1-800-RIP-OFF. Call today.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to put together. And, you know, much like everything else, one take. I don't, you know, if I make a mistake, don't slow down, make it full speed, and just keep right on moving. But still, you know, I felt that it got my point across, if I had a point at all. And by the way, if you're listening to this show live on Blog Talk Radio, the 54th episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, you can actually call in and make a comment. Heck, you know, say whatever the hell's on your mind. 718-666-4569 is the number. Once again, 718-666-4569. That's just for you folks listening live. It's Tuesday night on Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening to it, of course, Wednesday after you downloaded it. Number's not going to do you too much good. The next one I want to share with you actually came out of a fake ad that I did, Fun with Photoshop ad for a place called Big Ass Hot Dog, inspired by an actual place on the East Coast called Super Duper Wiener, a sign for such I saw while I was on vacation a few years ago, and I decided to name my fictional hot dog stand Big Ass Hot Dog, and here's how that turned out.
I was just 15 when I had my first big-ass hot dog experience. When I saw it, I thought I'd surely choke on all that meat. Surprisingly, it went down so easily. Now, I can cram two, even three down my throat with no problem.
I was strictly a clam a taco guy until a buddy of mine snuck up behind me and slipped me my first big-ass hot dog. Now, I crave plum juicy wieners every day, and I cram as many as I can into my mouth every night.
When I first tried big-ass hot dog's creamy protein shake, I'll admit I was a little messy. It went everywhere. Now, though, I handle all that gooey goodness like a pro, and I never spill a drop.
Hell yeah, people! Giant Wienery Bliss is only a few days away. I'm Hot Dog Man, here to tell you that your days of settling for eatsy-weetsy wieners are over, because Big Ass Hot Dog is coming to your town. This Saturday is our grand opening, and you don't want to miss it. We'll have balloons, clowns, baloney pony rides, and even wiener threesome discounts. You'll save like never before if you order one of our giant wieners, any of our delicious side items, and your choice of our seven exclusive creamy protein shake flavors. Even the kids can get to the act with our little pecker meals, complete with side, drink, and a special toy designed just for them. Hey, take it from me, Hot Dog Man. Big Ass Hot Dog will keep you coming back.
We love you, Big Ass Hot Dog.
Big Ass Hot Dog. New location opening soon at 869 John Thomas Way in the Dick Richards Plaza.
The two female voices on that spot. The first one is one of the original value hoes, as I mentioned earlier, Kathy Heppel, who's actually one of, you know, really a decent actress. The other voice was my wife talking about the creamy protein shake. And sadly, after she did the voiceover, she asked what exactly that meant, and after I told her, she was thoroughly disgusted. But that was actually also inspired by the Love Brothers skits from the Bob and Tom show, specifically Dickens Cider. But that was the Big Ass Hot Dog, the original Big Ass Hot Dog ad, one of my personal favorites. Moving on, have you ever seen the ads for the Rascal or other mobility scooter-type products? I'm sure you haven't. I've always felt they're mostly a ripoff, just an insurance fraud waiting to happen. And so I decided to do a parody commercial for a mobility scooter, and in this case, an all-in-one mobility scooter that you never have to leave regardless of your situation. It's called the Pooper Scooter 2000.
Do these scenarios sound familiar to you? I can't make it to the shopping store. I'm hungry, but... excuse me.
I'd like to go to my grandson's birthday, but...
If you or someone you love suffer from mobility and incontinence issues, the Zipco Pooper Scooter 2000 is the product you've been waiting for. Constructed using space-age polymers and utilizing the most advanced portable toilet integration technology, the Zipco Pooper Scooter 2000 can get Grammy or Grampy to the liquor store, the dog track, or even to Johnny's Little League game without worry of falling. In addition to that, when they have one of their little accidents, it's handled without muss or fuss. The key is the dual-purpose navigation throne, which, as long as the driver is wearing our specially designed assless chaps, allows for defecation and urination whenever or wherever. Face it, there are a lot of scooters on the market today, but only the Zipco Pooper Scooter 2000 gives your elderly relatives the total freedom they crave. Independent studies confirm that incontinence solutions like absorbent undergarments and colostomy bags are bulky, uncomfortable, and embarrassing. With the Zipco Pooper Scooter 2000 and our integrated automatic noise dampening and fragrance release technology, nobody will be the wiser. Here's a demonstration.
Hey, Horace.
Hey, Bill.
How's life treating you?
Huh?
I said, how's life treating you?
Pretty good.
Ooh, what's that smell, Horace?
Smells like roses to me, Bill. So by now, I'm sure you're wondering, where can I get my own Zipco Pooper Scooter 2000? Well, it's easy. Just call 1-800-RIP-OFF right now and talk with one of our friendly sales representatives. They'll be glad to assist you in getting your very own Zipco Pooper Scooter 2000 at no cost to you. That's right. If you don't qualify for Medicare coverage, we'll gladly defraud...
work with your insurance company and get you mobile and worry-free in no time. Call now. Operators are standing by.
I love you, Pooper Scooter.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Assless Chaps sold separately.
Not only was I all the voices on that, I was the fart sounds as well, as you will well imagine. Now, we are actually coming to the end of the big program here. I mean, it's just amazing how quickly a half an hour can go when you're sharing weak-ass little parody commercials. But I do want to thank everybody for joining us on this program today. I'm Derek Knight of SonOfCheese.com. This week, flying solo without my regular co-host Colin Burton, who is on the vacations and resting up. We'll hear from him next week, see how all that went. And for those of you who may have listened on Blog Talk Radio, thank you. And for those of you listening on the podcast, as always, we will see you back again next Wednesday.